Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Zevachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, Zevachim 117. And the Gemara had cited back on Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis on 116b. The Gemara had cited that there's a correspondence between the way we divide up the holy camps in the desert and to the way the holy camps in Jerusalem in the time of the temple were divided. So the Braisa states that from Jerusalem to the Temple Mount, that area was equivalent into the desert to what was called Machane Israel, the camp of the Israelites. And also from the Temple Mount itself to the gate of the Nicanor, which was the entrance into the courtyard of the temple, that was corresponding to the Machane Leviah, the camp of the Levites in the desert. And then from that point on, in both the desert, from the camp of the Levites all the way until the central point of the Mishkan, that was what's called the divine camp, the Machane Shechina, and so too in the Temple Mount, from the gate of the Nicanor all the way until the Holy of Holies, was called the Machane Shechina, the Holy Divine Presence. So then on the bottom of Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara cites a Braisa, which seems to be saying something differently. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai teaches that there was another camp, Od Acheres Ha'isa, there was another division of camps, and that was the Chel Ve'Ezras Nashim, that was the outer court courtyard, and also what was called the Ezras Nashim, the women's courtyard. It wasn't exclusive to women, but it was an area where women gathered. And there, people were allowed to enter into that spot, even in a state of ritual impurity. And then the Braisa states something which we're going to discuss now. And in Shiloh, where the Mishkan was, where the sanctuary was before the temple was built, there were only two camps. So what does it mean that there are only two camps? The Talmud asks, which of these camps was not there? We know that there were three camps. There was the Machane Yisrael, Machane Leviyah, Machane Shechiyah, the camp of the Israelites, the camp of the Levites, and the camp of God. So which of these camps was not there? So says Rabbah, Mistaber de Machane Leviyah. We have to assume that the camp of the Levites was there, because if you want to say that the camp of the Levites was not there, de Isak Daitach Machane Leviyah lo havia, Nimtu Zavanu Tame Mesim, Mishtachin Michutzel Machane Achas. The upshot would be that those who had come in contact with a dead body, or those who were in a state of ritual impurity called Zavin, were supposed to be sent out of two camps, and they would only be sent out of one camp. And the Torah says, Lo yitamuas machaneim, te machane lazeh umachane lazeh. So we see from here that it must have been that the camp that wasn't there was the Machane Leviyah, because we know that the Tamei Meis, someone who came in contact with a dead body, was allowed into Machane Leviyah, and those who were Zavin were supposed to be expelled from the Machane Leviyah. So if there was no Machane Leviyah, it would be the case that if there was a Machane Leviyah, then it would be the case that they were both expelled from the same camp, and they're both supposed to be expelled from different camps. So it must be that the camp that was there was not there was the Machane Leviyah. So Rava says to Rava, can't be. If that's the case, my Machane Israel Ohavi. So you mean to say that there's no Machane Israel? Well, if that's the case, Nimtu Zavin Mitzorain Mishtachu Makomecha. The Mitzorah were supposed to be sent out completely from the Machane Israel, and the Zavin were supposed to be sent out from the Machane Leviyah. So if there's no Machane Israel, it turns out that the Mitzorah and the Zavin are going to be in the same place. And the Torah says, Badad Yeshev, that the Mitzorah was supposed to be dwelling by themselves without being in it with anybody else. And in this case, the Mitzorah will be dwelling with the Zav. So it must be, the Gemara is going to give a radical understanding. What does it mean that in Shiloh, what does it mean when we say that there are only two camps? So the Gemara gives a different answer. It says, Rabbah Lo'olam Kuotosahavi. All three camps were there. There was in Shiloh Machane Shechina, Machane Leviyah, Machane Meisrael. Milo Hayu Elashtei Machanos. What do you mean there were only two camps? The understanding of that is liquita, for absorption. Meaning to say that, generally speaking, in the desert, in the time of the Mishkan in the desert, the Machane Leviyah served like a city of refuge. And actually, if somebody killed accidentally, where we know from other places in the Torah that if a person kills through what we would call manslaughter today, that the punishment was that they had to run to a city of refuge. And eventually there were going to be 48 cities of refuge, and all of the Levite cities were going to be serving as cities of refuge. But until this point, the Mishkan itself in the desert was serving as a city of refuge. And so we find out that the price is telling us that in the time of In the time of Shiloh, the Levite camp no longer served as a city of refuge. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, Mikal de Bemidbar have a kolta machane ovia. This means to say that in the wilderness, the Levite camp actually served as a city of refuge. We know that there were no city of refuge in the wilderness itself. So we say that in the wilderness, the Levites' camp served as a city of refuge. And the Gemara cites a source for that because it states in the verse in Exodus 21, verse 13, and I will establish for you a place that you shall run to it. This is telling us, that means to say, the verse is as though saying that I'm going to turn your camp of your Levites in the desert into a city of refuge that an accidental murderer can flee there. And this teaches us that even in the wilderness itself they would run for refuge. And where would they run? To what city of refuge? They would run to the Levite camp. And what happens if a person who was a Levite killed accidentally in the city of in the wilderness? So he would go from city to city within the Levite camp. And if he went from city within his own city, you'd have to go from neighborhood to neighborhood. And we see from this whole idea of the city of refuge, we see two very important ideas. We first of all see the spiritual power of exile, that if a person runs away into exile, that's a form of atonement, just displacing themselves the way somebody has been displaced from this world. They have displaced themselves. They're saying their life is not the same. And number two, we see also that the spiritual power of the Levites was so close to the divine presence that in the wilderness itself, even though there wasn't an actual city of refuge, that too served as a city of refuge.